Echo of Frank Trial in Recorder's Court, The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 1913, page 3, column 3. There was an echo of the Frank trial in Recorder's Court Tuesday morning. G.H. Hargett of 115 Conley Street was fined $5.75 for waxing hot in an argument on the famous case. Mrs. Estella Effel of 98 Conley Street caused his arrest. She was the opponent in the debate. In the course of the discussion, Hargett became so excited that he resorted to profanity. It was testified Wednesday morning. Page 5, column 1, lost factory girl found at hospital. Mother feared another Fagan case until officers found Miss Griffin, while city detectives Monday night and Tuesday morning searched the city for Miss Clara Bell Griffin, aged 23, of 265 North Ashby Street. She lay in the Grady Hospital, recovering from an illness which had suddenly attacked her. Her whereabouts was discovered shortly before noon, after members of her family and the police had begun a systematic search of the city. Miss Griffin was an employee of the National Pencil Factory, and the coincidence led to the beginning of another investigation of the building. City Detective John Black, late Tuesday morning, together with Louis A. Griffin, a brother, were ready to start a tour of the factory when attaches of the Grady Hospital, who had heard of the disappearance, telephoned that she was in that institution. Although her mother and brothers were greatly agitated over her absence, the girl considered their hunt a joke when Louis Griffin talked to her at the hospital early Tuesday afternoon.
"It was nothing," she laughed. "I just didn't want to worry Mother, so I didn't tell her I was sick."
Miss Griffin, who is the daughter of Mrs. Alice Griffin, left her home at 6:20 o'clock Monday morning, telling her family that she was going to work as usual. She had been employed in the pencil factory since July 10th. When she did not reappear in the evening, as usual, her brother went to the pencil factory. He was told that it had been closed all day, Monday being a holiday. He immediately notified the police. A preliminary search was made by plainclothesmen Monday night. This was continued by the detectives Tuesday morning. Mrs. Griffin was deeply perturbed over her daughter's absence. She feared a repetition of the Mary Fagan murder. When told that her daughter had been found in the hospital, pictured an attempt at suicide, recalling the death of her sister by this means last fall. She was soon reassured that her daughter's illness was not serious, however. At the hospital, the girl told her brother that she had worked at the pencil factory until 10 o'clock Monday morning, and then feeling faint, had gone to the hospital on a streetcar. This is in contravention to the statement of manager N.V. Darley of the factory, who declared that the plant had been closed all of Monday. Page 7, column 5. Jim Conley, likely to be indicted. Friday. New grand jury organized, 19 true bills on first day. Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey stated Tuesday morning that in all probability Jim Conley, the Negro on whose evidence the state mainly rested its case in the trial of Leo M. Frank, will be indicted Friday at the next meeting of the grand jury. The charge, said the solicitor, will be accessory after the crime. The new grand jury met Tuesday morning, organized and transacted routine business. 19 true bills were returned, most of them being against Negroes.